Hello there, and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I am your faithful host, Byron Walter. This is my third day on the job, and I have to say, I am loving it. We have a fair bit going on, a fair bit of drama in the Eastern Sierras. Can't wait to cover all of that. But first, let's hear from our lovely sponsors. Be back in a moment.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, add it to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. I mean, come on. With rising costs from utility companies, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com for your energy independence today. All right, thank you to our sponsors. They make this happen, and I couldn't be more pleased as your host because I get to do the news, and it's super fun. All right, now on to the news. The Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater is going to present Barbara Brownell's Finding My Light. It's going to be at the Repertory Theater for one night only on Sunday, July 23rd at 4 p.m. The lights of Broadway and Hollywood weren't bright enough to reveal the family's secret hiding in plain sight. Finding My Light, Barbara shares the truth of her own existence that lay hidden in the shadows for 65 years despite her love of light that carried her through a difficult childhood to Broadway and Hollywood stages and beyond. Sounds like a lot of fun, and don't miss it. Remember, it is Sunday, July 23rd at 4 p.m. You can get tickets at eventbrite.com. Just Google Eventbrite, Barbara Brownell, Finding My Light. Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater. Okay, great. Let's move on. It looks like a man was found dead from an apparent heat illness in Death Valley. A 65-year-old man from San Diego, California, was found dead in a vehicle in Death Valley National Park on the morning of July 3rd. Extreme heat appears to have caused his death. At 10 a.m., the National Park Service maintenance worker noticed a vehicle about 30 yards off the North Highway. The maintenance worker walked out to the vehicle to find the man unresponsive. NPS Park Rangers, Inyo County Sheriff's Office, and Inyo County Coroner's Office responded. The man was declared deceased on the scene. The high temperature the previous day was 126, and the overnight low was only 98. I mean, this is Death Valley. So this comes with kind of another warning, you know, that we have to be very careful with the heat when it comes to where we live. We do live in a very hot place, especially this is Death Valley, you know, and we have to prepare when we're going out
to deal with the heat and mitigate the risk of the heat. It's a tragic event. Let's learn from it and let's be safe for the rest of the summer and band together as humanity and take this lesson. Okay, our third and final story of the day. We're going to have a mosquito fogging event in Bishop and Big Pine in the Rolling Green areas. Mosquito control, ULV fogging applications are planned to be performed around Bishop and Big Pine areas, including the Rolling Green tract housing on Friday, 7/23. That's the 7th. Crews will be using truck-mounted fogging equipment to control excessive adult mosquitoes, which we have a lot of them, and I'm allergic to them, and every time they sting me, I get a welt. Fogging operations are planned to start in the morning between 4 and 6 a.m., depending on the weather. If it's too windy and the temperatures are too cold, fogging will not be effective and will have to be postponed. You might not want to be around this, if you're planning on going fishing or something out in the Greenlands, you might not want to go till after 6, just because you don't want to get caught in this mosquito fogging operation, believe me. And you can report any mosquito problems to Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program by calling 760-873-7853. That's 760-873-7853. What a great resource there. All right. I'm Byron Walter with Eastern Sierra Now News, and that's all I have for you today. But I wanted to make you a call to action to go and download our app. It's the easiest way to consume our news, and it's for free, completely free. We are on other applications such as Spotify or Apple, but the app is the best to get the news from us. I want to say I'm signing off, and thank you very much. Byron Walter, out.